Saga Talks.
Welcome to Saga Talks, our podcast by Kiss FM and Saga Festival. Happy to have this evening here. Topic, welcome.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
How are you? Where are you now?
I'm good. I'm just in my studio working on some music. How are you?
I'm at the radio doing podcast with you. Tell me, please, now that the world started to reopen and big events are happening again, how does it feel for you to be back on the stage?
Oh, man, it feels great, especially after having like two global hits in the pandemic, and then I was not able to play all these songs live.
Yeah,
it feels so good to finally go out and play it for everyone.
Speaking of hits, your song Your Love, 9 PM, the collaboration with ATV and A7S, it was an absolute hit here, and I know it was nominated also for the 2022 Brit Awards. And I was wondering, what other tracks would you like to rework? I mean, I remember Your Love 9 PM from almost my teenage years as being also a club hit, and you actually helped for this track to be reborn, you know, if you ask me. I mean, your production created a completely different story for a very well-known track already. What other tracks would you like to rework now at the first thought?
First of all, thank you so much that you like the original and the rework. I know that many people say for reworks, especially, that you destroyed the song or you destroyed my memories from the track. but for any other tracks, I don't know yet. I'm always very spontaneous about this stuff. Also, the song with ATB happened like really coincidentally.
Okay.
Like, he just had the idea to maybe try it, and then I was open for it, A7S was open for it, and then we just did it in like 2 days. So I don't know what's next. Like, I'm not really searching for songs to rework. I just think that like the coincidence just has to come.
It's more spontaneous thing, but let's move a little bit forward, because we are speaking about reworks to this adaptation area, because almost everybody's taking samples from old tracks right now and trying to recreate a different story with them. And I'm wondering, what is your perfect perfect time in music, a period, your preferred period in music that you are attracted of and you'd like to work stuff from that period?
You mean like which
I don't know, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, you know? I noticed a lot of people using vocals from the 60s in dance tracks, or 80s in dance tracks. But do you have a preferred period that you would like to inspire from?
Right. That's tough. Like, every period has so many great songs, but I think when it just comes to my personal taste, which era I like the most, then it would be probably like 2010, 11, 12, when Swedish House Mafia, Avicii, Alesso, and all got very big.
So the start of the EDM age.
Yeah, exactly. But not like the big room stuff, but more like Don't You Worry Child, Wake Me Up, or Years by Alesso. Like, those were, I think, my favorite tracks back then.
Okay. You already collaborated with the big names, with Bebe Rexha, with the Clean Bandit, with Becky Hill, with Ali Brooke. I have a list here, and a few of them are in front of me, and many more others. With whom would you like to collaborate next? I mean, do you have any name that we don't know about, or do you have someone that you would work with, but at this point, let's say, it seems impossible? I don't know. Do you have idols, if I may ask, like this?
Yeah, I mean, we're just talking about Swedish House Mafia. I wouldn't mind to to work with them.
It will happen.
But other than that, there are so many great musicians out there. It would be so hard to pick one.
Okay. Speaking of festivals, because of course we will see you on the main stage of Saga Festival very soon. I mean, only a month till then. Tell me, please, are there any unwritten rules among the DJs?
Unwritten rules. Mm-hmm. I think the first that would come to my mind is that you shouldn't play any songs by any other DJ which is performing on the same stage as you are.
Okay, like, that's interesting.
Like if Tiesto would play after me, then I shouldn't play The Business.
Okay, so it's only if the DJ is playing after you or the entire period of the festival, you know? I mean, you avoid...
Only from the same day, okay. I would say. Yeah.
But
that would be not so good.
Also, speaking about festivals, do you have any festival ritual or do you have any essential items that you have with you? A part of the tech stuff, you know, but that's mandatory. But I don't know, like, do you have something that you need to do, like a superstition, like stuff like that?
Not really, to be honest. I couldn't think of anything right now, besides of maybe having a few shots of Jägermeister before the show.
Oh yeah, that gives you courage. You know, I know I'm an MC, so I know I need a little bit of courage before. Speaking also about festivals, how do you prepare your sets for the festival?
So usually I prepare my sets in Record Box, in the software.
Okay.
And I just... Like, I don't want to prepare too much because I like to, freestyle.
Of course, when I'm playing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's I don't want to overplay it or overplan it or like pre-record because, you know, every festival is different and you always have to read the crowd. Like, some crowds like it more, like more the harder stuff, some like more soft, then some like more... deeper music, more techno stuff. So it's always like tricky to know.
How long it takes for you to realize what the crowd wants? I mean, how many tracks?
I would say in the first 20 minutes, it's okay. Kind of sure what to say, or maybe even 15 minutes.
Also, speaking about festivals, or maybe because you are in the studio right now, let's speak about music production. Tell me, please, your coolest place where you worked. I mean, the coolest or maybe the weirdest place where you just open your laptop and start producing, start creating, start writing stuff.
I can say a cool and weird place at the same time.
Okay.
When we created Breaking Me, we were in a very, very cool apartment in Miami. Like very high floor, like I think on floor 50 we were.
Miami, yes.
And then we didn't have a vocal booth in it. And then for the vocal booth, we went, we created one, like a very small room, like where usually like utilities stand, yeah. You know,
under the blanket, you know, in the bed under the blanket with the microphone.
Exactly, yeah.
I know, and I'm recording blanket, voice.
And the blanket over the microphone. So yeah. That was definitely very cool and a very sick place, but at the same time also a very weird recording place.
Well, Miami is very cool. I miss Miami because I've been 3 years ago during Miami Music Week. This time was too short notice. Probably you were there or not. I think you have an Australian tour recently. It was in the same time.
Yeah,
no?
I was in Miami and then also in Australia now. I just came back from my Australian tour.
Okay, tell me, please, the first thing that comes to your mind about this tour. I mean, a part of the music and the performance and everything, but something that you will always remember from your Australian tour.
Oh, there's going to be many Australian drunk people and crazy people. crazy drunk Australian party people.
Yeah, it will look a little bit familiar when you get here. Where next?
What next?
Where?
I think
we are waiting for you in Bucharest, of course, a month from now. But speaking of tours, where next? I mean, where is your next tour?
The European tour is kind of kicking off in like 1 or 2 weeks. then it's like every weekend till the end of summer that I'm going to be playing shows in Europe. Okay. And I'm definitely looking forward to that because I love the summer in Europe. It's always great vibes. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Also very much to Saga Festival.
We are back to life, like I said at the beginning. So, you know, this opening everywhere, you want to go everywhere and do all the shows and see everybody and feel alive again. But I want to ask you in the same time about these last 2 years. Many things changed in the last 2 years. What changed for you?
What changed for me? You mean regarding the pandemic? Or
let's start with the business-wise. What changed for you?
I mean, business-wise, at the beginning of 2020, Breaking Me happened. So, like, my whole life was changed drastically.
Okay.
Especially in a business sense. And yeah, since then, I had the opportunity to work with so many great artists, like Clean Bandit, Becky Hill, or Bebe Rexha. And that definitely had changed to then. And now I feel the change that I'm playing more and more international in every different countries, okay, which was also not before the Breaking Me and 3 years ago.
And on a personal level, I mean, I asked this question to a lot of DJs, and most of the people are telling me that the start of those 2 years, like I said earlier as well, the beginning of 2020 was initially felt as a little vacation, a few months, and after that you had a longer vacation and you could have get some rest after all these travels and shows and flying and hotels and everything. I mean, with you, like I understand from what you said earlier, when this 2 years period started, this was happening in the same time with the performance of your big hit. So actually, this period is let's say the period where your career started, if I understand it correctly. Yeah, the biggest,
yeah, exactly.
The
so for me, it was not really a vacation for me.
Okay.
Because I was really looking forward to go and play internationally everywhere, and then the pandemic kicked in. So for me, it was not really a vacation.
Okay. How many tracks? Tell me a number. How many tracks you created at home, writing from home or studio during these 2 years?
I would guess around 150 or 200.
Wow.
But that's also including like ideas which are not very finished yet.
Okay.
So, yeah.
This is a question that comes to my mind. What is the most creative place in your home? I mean, the most inspiring place in your home where you were most creative.
That's definitely my studio because.
So you have a home studio.
Yeah, exactly. Because I always need to be creative. I need my speakers, my laptop, and everything. And that's all in my studio.
I managed to do some emails from the kitchen, so I could say my kitchen is most inspiring for me. So tell me, please, about the tracks. Do you remember the first time you heard one of your songs on the radio?
Yeah, I remember that. It was in 2016. There was the track Home featuring Nico Santos.
Okay.
And it was in a restaurant, actually.
Wow.
And I was with Nico also, so for us it was a great, great moment.
So what was your feeling back then? Can you memorize the feeling? I mean, remember that feeling?
I mean, yeah, we were just very, very happy and hyped about it, and I think no one of us could really believe that we are finally on the radio. But yeah, it was just a great moment.
Yeah, you called anyone and shouted, "I made it, I'm on the radio."
No.
Okay, what are your plans for this summer? You're coming to Bucharest soon. I asked you about what's next earlier, and you told me that you will travel, but in going to perform and going to festivals. But tell me, please, about your plans on the music side. What to expect from you?
So I definitely have a few songs lined up that are ready to release. We just have to pick like which one we're gonna release when. But at the same time, in the summertime, I definitely also want to work a lot on music in between of the festivals, because that's usually a very inspiring time when you're having shows, and like directly after the show you go to the studio. That's always very, very inspiring. Or like
seeing people's reaction help you think over a top line, or I don't know, a track idea, or
exactly. And that's also good. Then when you're in the studio and you finish something, that you can just go on stage and just play it.
But do you have a formula, for instance, because this brings another question into my mind. Do you have a formula when you think about creating your track? Like, I will write a track about love, or I will write a track about summer, or I would like to write a track about, you know, clubs, or it's just the inspiration, the I don't know, it just comes from inside. Do you have a formula?
Yeah, exactly. That just comes. And it's also when I work with A7S, for instance, and we are in the studio, he's freestyling a lot.
Oh, okay.
And then he doesn't have lyrics, and he's just saying like some weird words. And then we usually try to make something out of those words. And we never go in with the idea of what the song should be about. It's always about what sounds best.
Do you know any track that you wrote where you kept this gibberish lyrics that you recorded in the studio?
On Breaking Me, the la 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 part.
Okay.
That's still gibberish.
Like calculated, like we will sing like this and we will say that, or let's write this first. It was just the inspiration. It was just coming from nowhere. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
It came from nowhere.
For the end, please, I need your shout out to all the people coming to Saga Festival to see you on the stage. And for the Kiss FM listeners, of course, that we will listen to this podcast and also will come to Saga Festival.
Yeah, right. What's up, Romania? I'm Topic, and I can't wait to be back at Saga Festival this summer. I was there last year. You guys were amazing, and I really love the festival and can't wait to see you in a bit.
And for Kiss FM, hey, Kiss FM listeners.
Yeah, right. Hey Kiss FM listeners, I'm Topic, and I can't wait to be back at Saga Festival this summer. I was there last year. You guys were amazing, and I'm looking so much forward to be back this summer.
Perfect. Thank you, Toby. See you in Bucharest. Can't wait.
Yeah.
One from now.
Great, man. See you.
Cheers.
See you in Bucharest.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Saga Talks.